If you'd like, open your Bibles to the book of Luke, please. Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9 and verse 62. But Jesus said to him, "No one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God." We also turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 58. Actually, beginning verse 57 of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. "But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Being a child of God, serving God as a faithful Christian, takes some determination. Certainly we have to have faith, and we must have a faith that obeys. In order to do that, it involves staying focused. I don't really know of any good thing that anyone accomplishes in life without being focused. It may be that we have a project going on around our house. We're trying to make some improvements, trying to make some changes, trying to build up something and make it be better. And to accomplish that goal of completing that project, we have to stay focused. For a child who begins school, preschool, and then kindergarten, and then on through the grade schools and up through high school and college, to be able to get that degree, they have to stay focused. Have to keep our eye on the goal. For us to be faithful as God's children, men and women and boys and girls, we have to stay focused on heaven. For us to have a good life as a husband and wife and to have a good marriage, we must stay focused on the things that God says that we're to do for one another and how we ought to treat one another. For us to bring up our children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, we need to stay focused. So I could go on and on about illustrations about being focused. And so we need to be reminded, as we talked about last Sunday morning, be reminded from time to time and be stirred up by the Word of God that there is a goal out there that we're trying to attain. And so in order to reach that goal, we must stay focused. My granddaughter's in her second year of college, and she has a couple of scholarships that she can use over the next 2 or 3, 4 years. And every time she texts me and I return her text, I always end that text with a cap, graduation cap. I put that symbol on there. I always want to remind her that your goal is to complete your grades, complete school, make as good grades as you can, and earn that degree. I don't want her to give up. So we need to be reminded and be focused. This evening, let's take just a few minutes and talk about being focused. In Luke chapter 9 and verse 62, Jesus points out that if you and I want to continue on serving God after we've been baptized, we need to focus on certain things. And if we look back to the ways of the world and the things before and turn our focus back on them, we're going to lose sight of where we want to go to, and that's to heaven. So no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. So we're focused on heaven. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding. What are we focused on? Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Why? Because the work of the Lord by faith and obedient faith will get us to heaven. So being focused is important. So as individuals, we need to keep our mind right, our priorities correct, and stay focused on heaven. As a congregation here at Beulah, we need to stay focused on the things that's important, the things of a spiritual nature. I have 4 points I want to look at this evening very quickly, just as a way of stirring my mind up and perhaps yours also, that we don't need to lose sight on anything that's important, anything of a spiritual nature, but these are just 4 points that came to my mind as I was studying these verses. And that is, we need to be staying focused on our faith. Turn to 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 and 5. And there, in that very short epistle, we see that he says there, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith." So why is it so important to be focused on our faith? Because faith overcomes the world. Well, why is it so necessary to overcome the world? Well, as Alan read in his class this morning, 1 John 2:15 through 17, we're not to love the world, neither the things of the world. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of the life, these things are passing away, so we're not to love the world. Why is it so important to be focused on our faith? Because faith overcomes the world, and worldliness will take us away from God and our goal of getting to heaven. Romans 12, 1 and 2, be not conformed to this world. So, being focused on our faith is very important. He goes on there in verse 5, he says, who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? So, when we believe the teachings of the Scripture, faith cometh by hearing, Romans 10, 17, when we believe the things of the Scripture and we obey them by faith, we're setting our goal on heaven, and so we need to be focused on our faith that we have in God, in His Son, in His Word, and what the result of doing His will do for us. And that is, our faith will accomplish much. Turn your song books to number 576. 576. There are several songs in our book in relation to the subject of faith that applies to our faith. I'd like for us to sing the first and second verse of this song. I'll turn my microphone off while we sing these songs, but being focused on our faith that we have in God. When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I'm persuaded is in you also. Staying focused on our faith, our belief in God, which we cannot please God without faith, Hebrews 11 and 6. Our obedience in faith, walking the way of faith, learning God's Word and developing faith and growing our faith, increasing in faith, that's very important. Paul knew the importance of having faith and obedient faith, and the example that Timothy's mother and grandmother had had on him. So we need to stay focused on our faith in God and doing His will. One thing that can help us do that is not only looking at God's Word and what it says and the goal of heaven, but also the fact that those who may have influenced us in the faith. It may be older brothers and sisters in Christ that we've known and attended the services with. It may be our parents or our grandparents or others that lived a good life before us and left a good example of faith for us to follow that will help us to focus on keeping the faith and serving God. Doug and Joan are with us tonight. That's Donald's mother and dad, and most of you know them, I think, but I can say this in the right way. I've known Doug a long time. He's getting to be an old fellow there. So we were schoolmates. He was a couple of grades ahead of me in school and a couple of grades ahead of his wife. And Joan and I were in the same grade. And when we were younger, my family would visit the congregation where Joan and her family worshiped at Bethesda. And it'd be Joan and her sisters, and it was a big family. Stanley family was a big family. But they'd be there. And your great-great-grandma, Jacob, she'd be there with all those kids. Sister Stanley never missed a service. She was able to go. She was there. She had her children. Work all day in the fields and take those children to a gospel meeting. Not miss a night. Work all day in the fields and then sit down and get a Bible study lesson ready for Sunday morning and be there on Sunday morning. That's an example of faith. You don't forget things like that. An example of faith. We need to stay focused on our faith and serve God. We also need to stay focused on our work. Working is important. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 42. The fact that Jesus not only spoke of faith and obedient faith in the gospel, we read about it in various places throughout the Bible, the importance of having an obedient faith. We've been studying in the book of James on Sunday morning with Brother Allen. We've started the study, and in that first chapter, the idea of having faith in God that works. Faith that works is dead being alone. The importance of having a faith that obeys, that's working. Doing what we believe. Believing what God says and then doing what He asks us to do. Matthew 10 and verse 42, Jesus says, and whoever gives one of these little ones only a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, assuredly I say to you, he shall by no means lose his reward. What Jesus is saying is that Believing is one thing, but doing is another. Doing and helping others. Helping someone who has a need, someone who's thirsty, give them a drink of cold water. Helping others, doing the work that God asks us to do. Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10 talks about the fact of our need to get out and do, to help others, to care about others spiritually, and be concerned about the needs of others, and the fact that we ought to do good to everyone, especially those of the household of faith. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10. So, being a doer of the work. Talked about the being steadfast in the work, 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 58. Being a doer of the work, we need to stay focused on what we believe and then on what we need to be doing. Doing the will of God, doing the work of God, doing the work that's involved as a Christian. Whether it be teaching others the gospel, He gave the command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We need to be teaching the gospel. The early Christians in Acts 8 and verse 4 set the example of going wherever they were scattered to, going back to their homes and the places they had to go to. They went about teaching the word. They were involved in what? In the work of spreading the gospel. We need to be involved in the work of spreading the gospel, and we need to be involved in the work of seeing the needs of others and helping others also. Doing good unto others. Teaching them and helping them spiritually and also physically and materially where it possible. The spiritual aspect is the most important, of course. In Galatians chapter 6 and verse 1, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such one in the spirit of meekness, considering your own self, lest you also be tempted. The work of restoring those who fall astray. The work of strengthening brothers and sisters who may have become weak in faith. The work of converting people to Christ, teaching the gospel to a lost and dying world. The work of helping others is Matthew 25. 14 through 31 talks about the judgment. Jesus said, He gives the picture of the judgment. All nations will be gathered before Him. And He's going to talk about visiting those that are sick, visiting those that are in prison, helping those that are cold, helping those that are hungry. And just as sure as you did it unto one of these, He says, you did it unto Me. So we need to be focused on believing to the point of obeying, doing the work of God. Look at number 620 in our song books. Number 620. Room in the kingdom. The work of God. Doing His work. We're not going to sing all these songs I have in the listed, but I want to sing this one. Number 620, the first and third version. I'll turn this microphone off again. If I don't forget, I'll turn it back on when we get through singing. Working and doing the will of God is very important. A friend of mine that preaches the gospel at Southwest Corinth, where the announcements were made, there's a gospel meeting going on. Ronnie McCarty, I've known him a lot of years. He's a good gospel preacher. He preaches there, where Doug and Joan attend. And wherever Ronnie has preached the gospel, and he and I have gone behind or ahead of each other a time or two at congregations, followed each other preaching. Wherever Ronnie McCarty went to, he was a good teacher, a good preacher. But one of his big focuses was on singing. Working and singing. Working and learning the songs and how they're sung. Learning to pitch songs correctly. Learning to see where the bird's eye are and when to pause and when to go. And watch and see how high and how low. I remember some of the songs we sang at Bethesda. I don't remember now the name of that song book, but it was one of those thick ones. And it was, I believe we sang every song in that book at one time or another. And if you didn't know that song, Ronnie was determined that you'd learn it. And we worked on those songs. And we worked on those songs. And we learned those songs. We didn't sing at those songs. We sang those songs the way they were supposed to be sung. And that's what we need to work on, things that we're supposed to do. Work on our study. Work on our knowledge. Work on our singing. Work on our praying. Work on our visiting. Work on our concerns. Work on our phone calls. Work on our encouraging others. Working to help the things, to do the things that God would have us to do. Number 395 in our song book. Number 395, look at it. A Beautiful Life. We're not going to sing this song, but it just simply, the words are, each day I'll do a golden deed by helping those who are in need. My life on earth is but a span, and so I'll do the best I can. Verse 2 says, to be a child of God each day, my light must shine along the way. I'll sing His praise while ages roll and strive to help some troubled soul. Verse 3 says, the only life that will endure is one that's kind and good and pure. And so for God I'll take my stand. Each day I'll lend a helping hand. Verse 4, while going down life's weary road, I'll try to lift some traveler's load. I'll try to turn the night to day, make flowers bloom along the way. We need to stay focused on so many things. Two of them are our faith and our work. And then, our faith and our work involves following the Lord. We need to stay focused on following Him. Don't get distracted. Luke 9 and verse 62. If a man put his hands to the plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom of God. There are things out there, brethren, that will distract us from doing right. There are people out there that will sway us and pull us away from doing the right thing. There are things going on around us that will pull us away from God. We need to take heed lest we fall. We need to be careful that our focus is on following the Lord. We need to accept His invitation to come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. We need to accept His invitation to come and follow Him. And then when we follow Him, we need to believe to the point that we say, Lord, tell me and I'll do it. Lord, instruct me and I'll follow. Show me the work I need to do and I'll do it. That's what it's all about. Staying focused on following the Lord and doing what He asks us to do. Number 407. Number 407. We could just sing some songs tonight and let them be the sermon. But 407, and then you look at the importance of following the Lord. We need to be willing to let Him lead us. And by being willing to let Him lead us, then we'll follow Him. We'll sing the first and third verse of this song, if you will, if you got your books open.